Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blackhawks playing a possible playoff preview game tonight as they take on Anaheim on the West Coast. And this game has real meaning for the Ducks as they try to lock up first place in the Pacific Division and home ice for the first two rounds of the playoffs. The Hawks' mission tonight is simple. Play the right way and set a franchise record for road wins. Down to center ice we go. Tanner Carroll against Ryan Kesler on the opening faceoff. And the drop of the puck, Kesler wins it for the Ducks back into the Anaheim zone. 20 on the Duck power play. Getzlaff passing up ice to the Hawk line. The puck batted down in behind the Hawk net by Kesler, who then runs Brian Campbell into the glass. And Campbell absorbs the check. Roosevelt took the puck, spun it away, but not out. Now to Kesler, top of the left wing circle. Now to Raquel. He fires. That's off the side of the Hawk net. Ducks get the puck back. Montour along the right boards. Devonthin in high slot to Raquel. Put it in front. Perry shoots and scores. It's a power play goal, and the Ducks lead 1-0. Here's Johnny Oduya. Top of the near circle from Crawford. Outlets to center ice to Panarin, who cold shoulders Perry and then gave him a little cross check in the back at center ice. I like Panarin's spirit. He's not going to take it. Rick White past Kane and with the duck line. Right wing stopping top of the circle. Kane holds. Drops it off to Campbell coming by. Down to the right half boards. Sends it across Panarin left circle. Put it in front. Tara Carroll redirects it in on goal. And Gibson got down with the pads to knock it wide. Center ice, this is Silverberg crossing the Hawk line, down the right wing, working against Kruger. And now behind the net, a wraparound try by Silverberg, kicked out of there by Crawford. Somehow he got a piece of it, knocking it away. That's a save of the game for the Hawks. The center ice, here's Kashi in over the Hawk line, drops it in the high slot. And taken there by Logan Shaw, spins it down to Kashi beside the Hawks net, put it out in front, a shot by Wagner, they score. Now Wagner joined it late, and he was pretty well unguarded in the slot area. Crawford was playing the near post to try and defend the Ducks from that perspective. Wagner got free and was able to fire it into practically an open Hawk net. And the Ducks now lead 2-0. Campbell back to get it. He'll carry it out to center ice. Passing through to Yurko over the duck line. Falls down. Gave it to Smoltz. Weaving to the slot. Gave it to Yurko. Side of the net. He shoots. Oh, and a big save by Gibson as he fell down on the seat of his pants. But got the shoulder on that shot. Here's Silverberg in front of the Hawk net. Lost the handle on the puck to the corner. Got it back. Put it in front. Kesler shoots and scores. It's actually centered out in front by Cogliano to Kesler. And he snapped it into the top shelf. It's now 3-0 Anaheim with 15:18 left in the third. And now Roosevelt, Ritchie went after Roosevelt, dropped the gloves and hit Michael Roosevelt. He hadn't dropped his mitts. Then Roosevelt took a punch and went down. This is all in the circle to the right of Corey Crawford. You got a pileup of hockey players down there. Nick Ritchie was the one that punched Roosevelt. Roosevelt has not gotten up from the ice yet. The exit into the right circle. But a pass to the slot picked up by Schmaltz. Nice pass up ice to Kane. One-on-one with Vatanen and over the Anaheim line. Kane lost the puck down there. Mount Gibson got it back out to Schmaltz in front with a point-blank shot. And Gibson goes down with a butterfly save. And the puck is cleared down ice by Vatanen. Boy, John Gibson has stopped all 34 Blackhawks shots here tonight. And some have been great chances. Picked up behind the net now by Eaves. He tried to center it. Deflected away. Getzlaff got it back left point. Moves into the high slot. Fires. He scores. That man been tipped on the way in. Ricard Raquel was standing in front of the net. And is now 4-0 Anaheim. 5 seconds left. Here's Panic in the left corner to Kruger. He'll spin it around. And the Hawks will be able to do no more damage. John Gibson picks up the shutout here tonight, and it's the second time in his career he shut out the Chicago Blackhawks. Hawks lose tonight 4-0 here in Anaheim.